7:35, Stephen Ted in the morning, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to have some rain, huh? Some real rain in the area.
It's wonderful. I walked up this morning and checked the rain gauge. We got 2 inches at my place.
Wow.
North of Mays, so we are thrilled by it. And I'm hearing some of the flooding conversations that are happening, and obviously want people to stay safe, but if we can find that nice balance of rain over the course of a month, that would be the healthiest thing for this entire community. But I'm grateful for any rain we can get.
Yep, you sure are. Hey, listen, so you got a Sedgwick County Commission meeting coming tomorrow. And one of the things you're going to be talking about, I understand, is an update on your commercial and industrial scale policy for zoning codes, that is, for solar farms. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a process we've been working on for about a year now. What we had historically in our zoning code is we didn't have really pronounced regulations on how do we utilize industrial-grade solar. Now, we're not talking about small solar projects that you put on your roof or even something that's 5, 6, 7 acres. I mean, we're talking industrial-grade, commercial-grade solar to where, you know, you get upwards of 1,000, 1,500, 2,000-plus acres of solar farms. That's the conversation that we've been in a year. And what we've been working on is really just trying to look at regulations and considerations like the size. What is the appropriate size? Looking at regulations in regards to, you know, setbacks from the road. What's the appropriate setback for something like this? And height of these solar panels. Then you get into, you know, environmental concerns. Are there any concerns in regards to what happens to the groundwater and wildlife in the area? Also looking at urban areas of influence. You know, the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission has designated urban area of influences for all 20 cities. You know, are these appropriate in urban areas of influence? So there's been a lot of considerations. We've hired our advanced plans committee with the Area Planning Commission. Did a lot of work on it. We hired a consulting group nationally to give us some recommendations, and it's all coming down to the goal line. I'm excited to get it across the goal line, and it looks like we'll probably have a vote tomorrow.
Is that solar power that supposedly we will use or we sell?
What happens, this ties right into the grid. We have 3 substations here in Sedgwick County. This will tie right into the grid and be used for general commercial purpose. And it's kind of a supply and demand capacity when you start talking about what's going into the entire solar grid for this region. So this just adds supply, a much needed supply in many regards that'll be utilized by all consumers.
Oh, that'd be will this county be involved in that, or would this be a private venture going on there?
Nope, this goes into the general. We're adding to the supply of the entire regional power grid that commercial users and will typically use. So it's pretty complex. You know, when you look at talking about solar and how the grid works, it really is just first come, first serve. It's whoever's utilizing the most electricity pulls it off the grid. So what we do know is that we need to diversify our utility. Now, I'm not someone who thinks that solar is the ultimate answer or but solar is a part of the equation for how we bring down utility rates and meet the needs of not just our independent individual users here in the region, but the consumers that are commercial in the region and industrial and manufacturing. So what some people also don't realize is I've probably gotten, I kid you not, guys, I bet I've gotten 200 emails in the last 48 hours, 72 hours on this topic. And what most people don't realize is wind energy is actually banned in Sedgwick County. A lot of people are asking about solar and wind and tying the two together. We are not, it's not permissible to have wind turbines here in Sedgwick County. A lot of that, it was research that was done over a decade ago. And what that does to the actual vortex, the air vortex with all the air traffic that we have here in Sedgwick County. So that decision was made over a decade ago. So all we're focused on right now is solar technology.
It just seems like we look at things like that and say, well, we've got to do it enormously or not. And I don't know why I can't have a little wind charger in my yard and maybe 2 solar panels and I'm independent, but I guess that's not the way to go.
Well, you're going off the grid altogether.
Yeah,
you can have us over for a cookout sometime.
That's right.
We'll make one of those little mini documentaries about your life off the grid. I think that'll make for good TV.
That'll give me an electric car, at least. There you go. Okay, so now you've also got, you're going to do anything else you want to talk about on the meeting coming up, sir?
Yeah, the meeting, I got two things to cover.
Go ahead.
We'll be talking about an EMS post. EMS Post 1 used to be housed at Old Riverside Hospital. And we moved that post for a variety of reasons while we were entertaining ideas of a new location. Well, that post was over at Stillwell and Seneca. And what we've noticed and we expected is that the response times just weren't adequate for that old EMS post service area. Now, that post used to see over 5,000 service calls annually. So we need to get a more strategically located EMS post. We're going to be entertaining an option tomorrow on land over off of the 13th Street and Sheridan area. Land will be purchased for about $165,000, and we have a CIP opportunity to build a new EMS post in that area, upwards of $1.8 million. But this will enhance response times and service capacity to that region, and it is needed. This is a big part of my district, and so I'm looking forward to supporting that. Also, I don't know if you saw, Senator Jerry Moran hosted some tours yesterday. The brand new Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg and the chairman of the Boeing Corporation, Steve Mollenkopf, was in town yesterday. Now, this new CEO has only been in the job 3 days, and Senator Moran had him in Wichita touring. A small group of us toured Spirit yesterday, and then a larger group of local and state leaders met with them at NCAT yesterday just to talk about the future relationship between this community and Boeing. And I'll tell you, I'm more hopeful today than I have been in months. There was resounding optimism from this new CEO and the chairman of the board. They see Wichita, they see that Spirit campus, and all the workforce development, academic things that we're doing here is significant assets to the organization. So I feel really good about where we're at, and some of the comments that were made yesterday is they feel really good about where they're at in Wichita too, and want to grow what we're doing here.
You mentioned, just to backtrack just a bit, you mentioned an EMS post that did 5,000 calls a year.
Oh, yeah.
That seems it's like 900 a day or something, or 500. Yeah. Golly, that's a lot of calls, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, significant. Now, remember, and if you've ever toured with any of the EMS folks and you try to go visit with them in one of the posts and it's just constant calls all day long, they're doing there's upwards of 200 calls a day going on in just the city limits of Wichita. I'm so appreciative of our EMS personnel, our paramedics, our EMTs. They are remarkable at what they do, and there is no downtime for these individuals. So, there was a period of time in this community that we had lost over roughly a third of our paramedics around 2019, 2020. And we've worked really hard to rebuild that workforce under great EMS leadership, good county management, some sound decisions from the county commissioners as well, and investing into EMS so that the response times are adequate and people's lives are better protected because of it. So it's a big decision, and EMS Post 1, it's definitely needed for the community.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll check with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission.
Stay on the grid. Stay on the grid. We don't want to lose you.
Fine. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted in the morning. And coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. Boeing top executives tour Wichita Spirit Aerosystems plant. That's on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.